All you people, how your love's affecting.
Okay. It's time to straight up steal some content again.
Okay.
Today from our friends over at Bunny Ears.
Bunny Ears with Macaulay Culkin?
That's the one.
You're a big fan of that podcast.
I am a huge fan. He's like, he and I are kindred spirits, I feel.
Did I ever tell you, I think I did, that I tried to listen to that show and they said it was going to be one of the last ones, so I didn't?
Yeah, they did a fake last episode like a few episodes ago and restarted. They kind of have like seasons and they just started a new season.
Anyways, I gave up on it because I thought it was the last episode because of their bit where they pretend it's the last episode all the time. So
yeah,
I can't be the only one. They're missing out.
I don't think they care. I like their cavalier attitude.
Yeah,
towards subscribership.
So what are we stealing from them?
Well, actually, they stole from us, so I don't even feel bad.
Oh.
They asked some super good questions one of their previous episodes.
So we're stealing questions from them now.
We're stealing questions from them.
All right, hit me.
So you know I love a good would you rather.
Of course.
So the one they had on Bunny Ears was, would you rather have hair for fingers or fingers for hair? And I want to do two. I want to do two versions of this, where the A is scenario where only you have this affliction, and B is everybody. So
right,
you're not the weird one with finger hair.
Okay, yeah, that does change it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it changes which one I would pick. I haven't thought about that enough yet. So hair for fingers or fingers for hair. Okay, let's picture a guy with fingers for hair first.
Okay.
Advantages,
pros, cons.
Well,
easy to brush.
Oh, man, but imagine cutting your fingernails.
Oh, or just, do they keep growing? Like, you get long-ass fingers?
Oh, no, that's disgusting.
That's so gross. You have to, actually hack them off through the bone.
You've seen all those Guinness record longest fingernails.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they never
They're
turn
so
out well.
They're so nasty.
Yeah.
They're so gross. We're not meant to grow our fingernails out. Would you, you'd have to
Your whole finger, though. If you had fingers for hair, would your fingers just get long?
Oh,
like the way your hair grows.
No, I think that's just replaced by the fact that the nails grow, and that's what you have to cut now.
Okay, fair enough.
So you'd have to have a barber. You couldn't do that yourself, I don't think. I'm trying to think of how I would cut a head full of fingernails myself. Unless the fingers, do you have any thumbs in there? And can you control
Can they cut
them?
Themselves?
Yes.
I want to say yes.
Does everybody get like a couple thumbs in the back, like a couple mullet thumbs, couple mid-head thumbs?
Yeah, I think it would be everybody's different.
are your bangs thumbs?
Black people tend to have more thumbs.
Yeah. I think you would have to get a special team of people to cut your fingernail hair.
Probably.
But the can you control them is an important part of the question. Can I pick things up with my hair?
Yeah.
Hold on. Just so we're on the same page. Are the fingers finger width?
I was getting to that.
Okay.
So I'm going to answer both the questions. No, you can't control your head fingers. Because the other side is that you can control your hair fingers.
Okay.
so they're like individual strands.
Yeah.
They're like,
they're
ponytails that come out of where your
first
knuckles would be.
Yeah.
And you have full control.
Yeah.
So they're pretty useful.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They could be.
Yeah. That makes that amazing instead of horrible. Instead of floppy hair hands, which
floppy,
I was wondering why that was the other side of this, because it's obviously way worse.
Yeah.
Being able to control the hair hands, that's incredible. You're the most dexterous person in the world.
Yeah. I think of it like an octopus times a million.
Yeah. And if you can find a lady that's into that, she's in for a treat as well.
Oh boy. Think of the possibilities.
Yeah.
And they're long too. So they're like,
get do they there. Grow?
Yes.
I would say no. I would say no because we've applied the rules of like hands to
okay.
them. And we've applied the hair rules to the head, sort okay. of.
How about they do grow, but they have the sensitivity of fingers? So cutting them is.
No.
Absolutely.
That's awful. Again, that's way worse.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's a horror movie.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got hair fingers that you can control. They don't grow. Unless we want to say they grow a little bit like fingernails and you have to trim them. But I would say they don't grow. And then your head, the head version is you've got fingers. They're full width fingers, like full size fingers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fingernails grow. So that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't control them. They're just floppy fingers on your head.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So
I'm going to say like you have a little bit of control. Like you can kind of like put them back like when you're scared or like they'll kind of like frill up like when you're excited or something into like a mohawk.
Can you imagine if you fell off your bike without a helmet on
and they just caught you?
Well, I was thinking either they catch you or you like you end up in the hospital with like 20 broken fingers on your head.
Yeah, just little head casts.
The little finger traps when you break a finger.
Oh yeah,
it's just
that's
those.
What
I do. Yeah, and then it hurts to get scared or excited for a few weeks.
Yeah, you're like don't make me laugh right now. Really fucking hurts my head.
Yeah, that's way worse. Like, there's no advantage to that. If you can't control them, then it's way worse than the hair one. So the okay. whole thing of it is, do you control the hair hands? Because if you control the hair hands, they're obviously way better. If you can't control the hair hands. The head one is way better, but also awful. Like, they're both bad.
Okay. Okay, I think, yeah, we agree. Hair hands, controllable fingers, controllable hair for fingers.
Yes.
Is the best option.
Yes.
Now, do you switch to that in today's, like, scenario of everybody not having that?
Yes.
You would switch?
Yes.
Okay.
Why the hell not? It's amazing.
Because
there's no disadvantage other than like dandruff in your hands.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're probably less attractive.
But like I said, if you can find, you could definitely find someone who is into that. And it's not,
yeah,
like
but,
you could be confident about it because you'd be great at pleasing her.
Just because you can find someone who's into it, like, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be into that person.
And true, but there's like enough enough hair hand freaks out there. For sure.
You don't think we're narrowing the field too much?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. It's like 50%.
You're right. People are freaks. This episode's brought to you by Free Solo, the documentary. Because we watched it. Okay. Time travel question.
Another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
They never get old.
Well, by definition.
Exactly. Found a loophole.
Okay. Looper. What's your time travel question?
Bruce Willis. Okay. So in this scenario, you can go back to any point in time, only backwards. But you can only stay there for 30 seconds and you get to observe everything around you, like 360 view. And it's only from a fixed point, fixed physical point.
Okay, so
like say, like perched on the corner of a building, or it can be a moving point, like on top of someone's head or like riding on top of a bus or in a bus. But you only have 30 seconds and you can't like move around inside your little flashback. You're like, you're stuck wherever you pick.
Right. Unless you do what you just said and get on a moving thing.
Yeah. But like, say you said I'm riding on a bus, like then you're in a fixed point in the bus. You right. can look around, but you can't change seats or anything
you
like
gotta
that.
You got to be glued to wherever you land.
Exactly.
And it's like a Google Street View camera. You can look anywhere.
Exactly. And you can actually replay those 30 seconds as many times as you want and look around in different areas.
And we're looking into the past only.
not only into the past.
So, okay, the obvious thing is, like, you know, finding out some conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah, like, who shot JFK, or, like, the... You could go to the... You could put yourself on the moon.
Well, we can go to other planets now?
Anywhere in the universe for 30 seconds.
Okay, well, then you go to, like, when it started.
You want to see the Big Bang?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be incredible. That's like, well, what sure this would. Power is made for, I think. If you can go anywhere in the universe, you want to see how it started, because that's the like eternal question.
Yeah, but then what would you tell anybody? You couldn't bring it back.
You said you could replay it though, right?
You can replay it, like, so, only for yourself.
Yeah, I know, but like, so you just get a bunch of really smart guys in the room, and then you just describe it to them.
Oh, for, that's good.
Like, for hundreds of years until they good. Figure out what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get you to do, like, experiments. Like, they're like, go back and look at this for some count how many seconds this happens for this time.
Oh, this, yeah. So, you know, this is going off the rails again, like they always do. This is turning into some sort of horror movie. Where, no. Like,
no, this is great. This is good science. This is perfect science.
Yeah, I'm just imagining them, like, you being so valuable to them as research that they, like, make your life miserable.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, they would detain me and, like, make me replay it over and over and over.
Yeah. You'd have to feign that you have to, like, be treated well to for the visions to be the clearest.
You know, guys, I really have to be in a good mood to time travel. And pudding makes me... feel like I'm in a good mood, so I'm gonna need some snack packs before we can do this thing.
I love how you're describing the origin of the universe, and you're on your rider
demanding pudding before you know the answers.
You're not even like Zeppelin-y about it and want only the brown M&Ms or whatever. You're just like, can you just go to the corner store and give me a snack pack?
Yeah.
And then I'll give you all the scientific secrets in the world.
Yeah, just the most, like, petty demands for the most useful knowledge to mankind ever.
Is there a different moment in time? Did I win this question by saying the Big Bang? Or is there a better one that you can think of?
You might have won it for science, but there's different categories. You didn't win the perv category.
Yeah, well, so I knew yours would be there.
Yeah. You got to quagmire this one and... just transport yourself back to your 10th grade locker room. Girls' side, though.
You forgot to specify.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoops. Didn't want to just relive that moment.
Yeah, now you're just in your shame in the boys' locker room. That's what you use this, like, power for.
Oh, this was a waste.
Can I switch? Nope. You had a really powerful tool in your grasp.
And... yeah, I was so close.
Now you're just in your tidy whities.
I was
again.
One wall away. Did your high school have like a group shower?
Yes. I never used it.
Did the girls' side have a group shower, or did they have individuals?
I don't know. I never broke into the girls' locker room.
Pussy. That's what you would have seen. No. The guys had a stand around circle jerk deal.
Yeah.
And the girls had their own, like, stalls with curtains.
What the fuck?
We were like, hello.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. I would have showered in high school.
We have just as much or more to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
In the shower. They don't have dicks to compare the sizes of.
Yeah, but boobs is, like, the same shame level size comparison.
You think so?
For a woman, maybe. Like, not for me. Like...
On average, you think there's like... congruence between tit shame and dick shame.
Probably,
I think dick shame goes deeper, but that's only because I've only ever known it.
Exactly, you have no idea. Yeah. But like, boobs are huge in, like,
well, they're not tiny.
I mean, like, culturally, like,
yeah, they're important.
Yeah, and like, they, like, women have to, like, show them all the time. Like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody needs to know how big my dick is.
But maybe for that reason, they're more used to displaying them. Therefore, they can be out with other girls more easily. I don't know.
Maybe. We don't know.
I love our pure speculations. I know.
There's the perv category. There's the science category. Is there another category?
There's like the love category where you like replay the first time you saw the love of your life.
Ugh, gross.
What else? There's like art. You could see the completion of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, also
or you could
lame.
See him. You could see him painting it and be like, "Oh, there's no model here. He's not even painting anyone real. He's making it up. He made her up."
Imagine though, if it's just she's like really ugly,
and it's such a generous painting.
Yeah,
that he was doing her a huge solid, and it ended up just being a really famous painting.
It was just Photoshop.
It
was just manual Photoshop, and she was like a socialite.
Yeah,
that was her Instagram picture.
Pretty much.
All of those ones are lame, though. Like,
totally. The Big Bang one is cool. I like the idea of seeing the meteor hit that wipes the dinosaurs out.
Yeah, that's cool too. I mean, it's better than all those like romantic ones,
for sure.
But I feel like that one would. I feel like we've seen that via. Like, we've seen other things hit the Earth, and we've recorded them, and, like, we can make explosions. Like, it probably just
wouldn't...
Yeah,
we kind of know what it would look like.
Yeah, yeah. But we'd have no idea what the universe being birthed would look like.
No, that would be an awesome one. Or maybe the first animal that emerges from water.
That'd be really cool. I thought of one, though.
Okay.
You set out in space, and you know how everybody's always like, we haven't explored our oceans as much as we have space. Uh-huh. You go down, you go into the Earth.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great hack too. Yeah, you can go places where a physical body couldn't before. So perfect. You see some freaky deep sea monsters.
Yeah, or like the elves that live in the core and run everything.
Now you're talking. You're talking my language. Let's get James Cameron on this.